This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know, when I say this is going to blow up in the neocons and all the candy asses' faces at Turning Point USA, firing Michelle Malkin, saying she's a Nazi, literally, and all the rest of this crap, I can't state how bad it is. And once they start secret policing and checking IDs and having big list of people that they're going to persecute, it's going to go just downhill from there. Whoever advised these morons to do this are idiots. I want people to come to my events and to disagree with me. It's super entertaining and fun. But they're leftist. They just came in to take over the movement. That's clear. It's the exact same playbook. And if they're going to try to tar the entire liberty movement that put Trump in power as Nazis because Fuentes has said a few off-color things, and clearly he's better on his feet than somebody like Ben Shapiro. It just really scares them. Well, believe me, and like I told Vice when Trump won, I'm just the latest wave. A bunch of more waves are coming. And Generation Z is not buying any of it. Folks, I'm not against Trump. It's a paradox, though. We love Trump, but we can't be Trump cult members. We have to be liberty lovers, Americana, Renaissance lovers, freedom lovers, Christians, and realize that we don't hang our hat on Trump. We hang our hat on real values we stand for. Nick, any other comments on that?
That's exactly right. You know, Trump got elected because he was in favor of America first. He was in favor of a wall and all the rest. And, you know, insofar as he's pursuing that, we support him. And when he falls short, then I think you're right. We have to hold him accountable and hold his feet to the fire. And, you know, that's our job with any politician. So I think that's the right mentality.
Let's get into Caitlin Bennett before you leave us. The article's on Infowars.com. YAF members sick police on conservative activists are trying to ask Knowles a question. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Hi, I wanted to ask you a question. I think it was you.
We're not allowed to talk. We're not allowed to talk on behalf of YAF.
But you were the one telling, no, that's Caitlin Bennett, don't.
No, it was a misunderstanding, I promise.
Yeah, can you explain that?
It was a misunderstanding. I was just telling her that was who you were.
Then why were you doing the, like, no?
I'm sorry, we're not allowed to talk. I'm sorry.
Why aren't you allowed to talk to me if you don't want me to ask
because
questions?
Because we don't represent.
You don't want me?
Yes,
you do.
We don't represent.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Then why did you give that no symbol?
I can't remember doing that, but if I did, that was honestly, I promise, it was not anything about you. I was just, she didn't recognize you or know you, so I wanted to let her know that was you.
Come on, guys.
You were wondering about
guys, come
I
on.
Really promise.
Come on. Be okay. Honest with me.
I'm sorry. I'm putting an end to this.
There's are
police
you?
Officers right there, and I need
that's
to leave.
This is on campus.
Now they call the police on. We'll keep rolling the video, but these are more of these people that were that Bennett learned were actually trying to get her deplatformed. And so I guess they see her as legitimate and as real and not controlled. Because, you know, Turning Point USA tried to get Caitlin Bennett and others to work for them. And when they wouldn't, they put out fake memes that she pooped her pants and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of real nastiness going on. And she didn't want to come out and expose them. But I guess without even my direction, she started to expose these other similar groups. Now they call the cops on her. That's the so-called conservatives just can't wait to call the police because she tried to talk to them. They want to give speeches and want to talk about her, but don't want to talk to her. Nick, this is not going to go well.
No, not at all. And you know what's so telling about this is that they invite leftists to ask questions. They're so polite to the leftists who show up, you know, people that support abortion and socialism and all these other horrible things. But somebody like Caitlin Bennett or people, you know, who have rosaries in their hands or wearing Trump hats, they literally call the police on them to get them removed. And I think that exposes exactly what's going on, which is that they want to have a controlled conversation between the controlled globalist left and the controlled globalist right. And anybody, as you said, that is a free thinker, anybody like Caitlin or yourself or me or anybody that's not on board with this controlled conversation between two sides of the same globalist coin, well, they have to shut that down. And they have to brand those people as racists and Nazis and make sure that nobody associates with them and nobody can, try and rehabilitate their image or anything like that. That's exactly what this is about. And it's totally backfiring because people see it for what it is. It's a very bad look. to have police pulling people for asking questions at a so-called.
And that comes up on the video, and just how, sorry, how wimpy and dumb these women are compared to Caitlin Bennett. That's who wants to lead us, is all these little chicken neck weirdos and Gorka the gay whale and everything else. It's just amazing. I'm not saying Gorka's literally gay. He just has a little pocket watch and is a dandy and polished shoes and like shakes his butt, swish, swish. I mean, he looked good in the dress. Nick Fuentes, thank you. We appreciate it. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it, and I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of the show, and we're going to be talking about a whole host of issues in this hour. We're not going to be talking about the impeachment hearings because, as polls already show, and as Trump's approval numbers show, I looked at Trump's approval numbers before and during these impeachment proceedings were taking place, basically haven't changed whatsoever. Everybody's already bored of it, nobody's watching it, and they're even telling the New York Times that. The sin of communicating with a foreign leader as president of the United States, God forbid. Obviously, these impeachment hearings are just part of the ongoing coup against President Donald Trump to keep this fog of corruption hanging over his head as we go into 2020. And Americans are already completely bored of the impeachment hearings headline. Up on Summit.News, Americans are already bored of the impeachment hearings. And this is a New York Times article. They went out and interviewed a bunch of voters. And basically nobody cares. Nobody's watching it. Even if anyone does care, they say, I'm going to wait until it finishes before I even check into it. An article entitled, No One Believes Anything, Voters Worn Out by a Fog of Political News. The New York Times talked to Americans about how they viewed the spectacle, and they didn't come across as very enthusiastic. It says in upstate New York, Travis Trudell got an alert on his phone Wednesday morning telling him that the impeachment hearings had started. He turned on Disney Plus instead. That's another way, by the way, that Apple and these other companies try and manipulate people, drive them towards certain narratives. They flash up a breaking news story on your phone and you don't really care about it. You haven't even opted into that, but they do it anyway. But this individual in New York got an alert on his phone basically telling him to watch the impeachment hearings. He decided to watch Disney's new streaming service instead, not interested. A resident of Wisconsin, Jeray Corrigan, said she had, quote, never considered watching the hearings. Never even considered it, despite a wall of mainstream media attention, despite Apple telling people to watch it. She never even considered watching it. Meanwhile, in Idaho, computer programmer Russell Memory, quite the appropriate name, said he would, quote, catch up in a few weeks when the hearings were over. So he hasn't got any interest in watching it. He said the media's relentless anti-Trump narrative has created a kind of orange man bad fatigue amongst voters. Again, everybody's lost in this miasma of not trusting the media, being distracted by all these different news issues. Everyone's got a different set of facts. No one can agree on any set of facts. So Americans across the board, across the partisan divide, are simply turning off. He said, it's harder now. They want to grab you with those headlines. Trump did this, Trump did that. You have to go in and really research it. And I don't think a lot of people do that. The responses indicate that Americans are aware of the overwhelmingly likely outcome that Trump will not be impeached. Of course, the Senate is not going to vote for it. And that the hearings are just another attempt to keep Democrats, by Democrats, to keep a cloud hovering over the president as we get closer to 2020. Nobody's watching the impeachment hearings. Nobody really cares. Everyone realizes it's a partisan witch hunt. And it's basically trying to decry, demonize Trump simply for talking to foreign leaders and what they've done from the very beginning. There's an article out of WAMU. This is very interesting. I just wrote an article on this about 20 minutes ago. Headline, Democrats are so politically intolerant, they even refuse to date other Democrats. This is how bad it's got. Of course, we had Bill Maher on his show last week coming out and saying that the partisan bickering in America is so bad that it's breaking down divides of Americans to such a degree that there could be civil war if that rhetoric is not toned down. He said, quote, home is where you learn that the three magic words in any relationship aren't I love you, they're let it go. We're going to have to learn to live with each other or else there will be blood. And for leftists, for Democrats, they can't seem to let anything go, even to the point where they refuse to form romantic bonds with anyone who doesn't support their chosen presidential candidate. So now it's not just about hating on Trump supporters. Of course, we've had stories down the years, the past couple of years, about husbands and wives, mainly from the female side, breaking up with their partners, with their spouses, because of their support for President Donald Trump. That was stage one. Now it's so bad that they refuse to even go on dates with other Democrats. The article is entitled Dating a Democrat, How 2020's Presidential Election Has Altered Romance in D.C. And we learn that some Dems are insisting in their dating profile bios that their would-be partner share basically their every political view. So they talked to a bunch of people who'd used dating apps and websites in recent months in Washington, D.C., and this is what they found out. 29-year-old Elizabeth Warren supporter, and there seems to be a definite split between or a definite level of intolerance exhibited by Elizabeth Warren supporters. Sam Rick told WAMU that although she might occasionally go on a date with a Bernie Sanders supporter, 9 times out of 10, it turns into a very big argument. So the Elizabeth Warren supporters can't even get on with the Bernie Sanders supporters anymore, to the point of not having a date end up in a giant row. That's how bad the partisan divide is. She said, I've been on dates where by the end of the night it's completely ruined. I know where it's going to go. Best to just avoid it. And this is similar to the social credit scoring system in China, whereby people who hold certain political opinions, maybe people who've transgressed, crossed the road on a red light, for example, aren't even being allowed to have accounts on dating websites. So maybe that's the next step. In fact, I think there was a story a few months ago about a dating website just for conservatives or just for Trump supporters that basically got shut down amidst a wave of demonization and memes. Now Democrats don't even want to date other Democrats. That's how bad it's got. She also said, this Elizabeth Warren supporter in D.C., if she finds out a potential date supports Joe Biden, it's, quote, an immediate swipe left. So they won't even swipe right on fellow Democrats anymore. Another woman called Hannah revealed that a guy pretty much broke up with me to go to work for the Beto O'Rourke campaign because she didn't support Beto. Probably good to have learned that information well in advance if somebody's that picky that they will dump you to go to work for a failing presidential candidate who barely got beyond, what, 1% of the vote before quitting the race. Another lady called Paige revealed that a man she was on a date with feared she would, quote, stand up and walk out because he said he was, God forbid, a, quote, moderate. Another Elizabeth Warren supporter, a woman called Serena, revealed that she was more wary of dates who supported Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg, and that this counted as, quote, a point against them. Imagine if they found out their date was a Trump supporter, all hell would break loose. So it's now got to the point where Democrats are so angered by everything. I think there was a recent study which proved that Democrats are basically angered by everything now. The Trump derangement syndrome has reached such heights but they're so angry so much of the time that even if somebody diverges from them slightly on any policy, and in fact there was another example in this article of somebody who had a slightly different opinion on Medicaid, and they just upped and left the restaurant, now they refuse to even date other Democrats. Meanwhile, South Dakota spends nearly $500,000 on anti-meth ad campaign with tagline, "Meth, we're on it." Weird flex, but okay. And this is not a satirical article, this is not out of The Onion. They even featured a video of the governor, Kristi Noem, telling the camera, quote, "I'm on meth," before she explains that "on it" means on the case of meth. They literally paid an advertising company nearly $500,000 to come up with this tagline, taxpayer money, which compares to $1 million, which was set aside for actual meth treatment. So they spent almost half the amount coming up with this ridiculous tagline, "Meth, I'm on it," being completely lampooned. And obviously that campaign is going to completely fail. We're going to be back in the next segment with news about Prince Andrew. Also going to talk about demographics as it relates to the upcoming election in the United Kingdom. Summit.news.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We are live, and the fallout from the Prince Andrew interview on the BBC continues. In case you didn't see it, basically, it was an hour-long denial, charges the allegations against him that he basically was supplied with underage sex trafficked girls by Jeffrey Epstein's network. Throughout the interview, he denied every charge while blinking 10 times in 10 seconds in one instance when he was asked directly whether he slept with one of these girls when she was a minor, underage. But apparently, what's more shocking than him allegedly having had sex with an underage girl that had been sex trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein's network is the claim that he may have said the N-word several years ago during a private conversation. That's more shocking, apparently, according to many respondents to this article today, which is out of the Telegraph. Prince Andrew made racist comment about Arabs, ex-Home Secretary says. The Duke has been dragged into a fresh racism row after the former Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, said she was left slack-jawed by a comment he allegedly made about Arabs. On Monday, former top policy head on technology to David Cameron, Rowan Silver, claimed Prince Andrew used the phrase N-word in the woodpile during a meeting at Buckingham Palace 7 years ago. Again, they're not going to be able to prove that. It's just one claim that is now being treated as more shocking than the actual allegation that he engaged in sex with an underage minor, sex trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein. Mrs. Smith, who now hosts a podcast, during recording said, "I met him, Prince Andrew, several times, including once at a state banquet, where after dinner, I and my husband and another Labour cabinet minister had a drink with him. I have to say the conversation left us slack-jawed with the things he felt it was appropriate to say." Well, if you've read the things that Prince Philip has said down the years, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, so it's no big surprise. But the bigger fallout is that 5 big names have now cut ties with Prince Andrew. Standard Chartered and others have pulled backing for the Royal's main charity following his car crash interview, and now 4 different universities are considering ditching him. So, of course, one of his big defences during this car crash interview, which basically every PR person has said was a complete disaster and he should have never have done it. In fact, I think his PR aide quit 2 weeks beforehand, said he shouldn't have done it, he did it anyway. He tries to come out with this defense that he works with charities that aid children. We always see that, of course. He claims he was at Pizza Express, emphasis on the word pizza, during the night that he allegedly danced with and then later had sex with this underage minor. Of course, we had the big story out yesterday, which was linked up on the Drudge Report, about how he claimed during the interview, Prince Andrew, that her claim that he was sweating profusely when he was dancing with her in this nightclub could not have been true because he suffered from a medical condition that prevented him from sweating. Unfortunately for the Duke of York, people then immediately unearthed photos from the same time during the same years where he was seen indeed sweating profusely. Well, now Advertising Week Europe, which has supported the Pitch at Palace project, which is Prince Andrew's project, was hailed as an official supporter by the Prince, is the latest company to pull its backing for the beleaguered Duke. Bosses will not be inviting Andrew or his team to its 4-day summit in London, one of the world's largest gatherings of advertising execs and experts, being held in the capital next March. So he's basically now being kind of deplatformed by all these different organisations. Now out of the BBC, new Jeffrey Epstein accuser calls on Prince Andrew to talk. Of course, he's probably not going to do that. He said during the interview that he maybe would if he took legal advice. It's obviously not going to happen. He doesn't want to impugn himself any further. But a woman has come forward to accuse the disgraced late financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing her as a 15-year-old and urged Prince Andrew to share information on his former friend. The accuser, known as Jane Doe 15, told reporters she has suffered a vicious, prolonged sexual assault. Now she's calling on Prince Andrew to speak out against it. That is not going to happen, given the car crash nature of his BBC interview. Meanwhile, the Express reports, Prince Andrew interviewed Duke's Pizza Express claim questioned by security expert. Security expert Tom, who called into James O'Brien's LBC show to share why Prince Andrew might be able to demonstrate if his Pizza Express story was true or not. So he basically makes the point that the royal family has this security detail where it's recorded where they are at all times, and that will be in the history, that will be in the logbooks, so they'll be able to claim whether he did visit that Pizza Express in Woking, England, on the night that this alleged sexual liaison happened. The security expert speculated Prince Andrew is one of the principal members of the royal family. He's got close protection records which go back. The close protection records of the royal family are precise down to which building they are in, because he'll have 24-hour protection for where he is at all times. If he wanted to be able to demonstrate where he was that night, then he'll be able to. So they've actually got the records. It remains to be seen if they're going to be dug out. I would venture probably not. Meanwhile, sticking with the UK, where we've got an election coming up next month on December 12th, the third election within the space of 4 years, 320 bleed control kits to be given to bars in London. The knife crime epidemic, the violent crime epidemic, continues to skyrocket. Meanwhile, police are being tasked with arresting mothers in their own kitchens for saying that men are men. Meanwhile, police resources are being diverted to all manner of ludicrous things. Meanwhile, police are saying that they're not going to be able to attend burglaries and other low-level crimes. Knife crime in the City of London, which, by the way, is like a one square mile area right in the centre of the financial district. That's not the whole City of London. It's a small area, which is very touristy, very business-like. It's noted as one of the safest areas in London. But in that area of London alone, knife crime jumped 43% over the last year. And during the same time, England as a whole saw a record high of 43,000 knife crimes across the country. Well, now they're giving out bleed control kits to bars, pubs, nightclubs in the City of London, in that one square mile zone. The kits will be handed out by City of London Police at a cost of £25,000. Authorities said they were proud to launch the initiative, with David Laws, Chief Superintendent of the City of London Police, telling Sky News the decision was a no-brainer. He said, "This is a really, really simple piece of kit, which can make a big difference, particularly with the most catastrophic bleeds. If you don't get help in the first few minutes, the person will almost certainly die." Notice that these bleed control kits are not really a big necessity in cities like Budapest and Warsaw, where I just visited last week. I wonder why that is. Is it related to the fact that we have a growing migrant population in London, people coming from places, especially in North Africa, where their gang warfare, their turf warfare is significantly more violent than what we've been used to in the UK in recent years, and our own homegrown violent gangs are having to step up their levels of violence just to compete with these new gang leaders that are coming in via the migrant wave? Again, we've got massive violent crime soaring. We've got police departments putting out tweets where they literally go and collect spoons and spanners and tools and brag about it on Twitter as if they're keeping everybody safe. Meanwhile, hundreds of these bleed kits are having to be handed out to bars, clubs and nightclubs in one tiny, well-to-do area of London alone, just to cope with this soaring 43% rise in knife crime. Absolutely incredible. Don't go away, we'll be back.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, and we're going to get back into some more news from Europe. But first, I want to draw your attention to Black Friday sales specials, which have already arrived at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got up to 70% off all your favorite products. We've got free shipping. We've got double Patriot points on a whole bunch of products, including back in stock DNA Force, 50% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, 25% off. Again, Christmas is coming up. What are you going to do? Probably going to buy a bunch of tat, which nobody wants and either re-gifts or just throws away immediately. So why not support us and also get some great products which will help people in their lives at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the Alexa Pure Breeze now available for just shy of $200 for all your water filter needs. We've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Again, massive five-star reviews across the board on all great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a bunch of great new T-shirts. Roger Stone did nothing wrong T-shirt. Trump is innocent T-shirt available for low, low prices as part of this special. Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. Now, that's a perfect gift for Christmas for your loved one. It's available right now. That shirt at $24.95 as part of the Black Friday sale special at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and support this broadcast today. Now, over in Europe, I just returned from Hungary, and now Viktor Orban has come out with another great speech on the future of Europe. He says, Western Europe is finished, Central Europe is the future. This was a speech in memory of the 1989 Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia, which saw the end of communist rule, of course. He said, quote, 30 years ago, we thought that Europe was our future, but today we think we are Europe's future, and we are ready for this mission. He warned that globalists in Western Europe are currently in the process of wiping out a European society based on nation states and Christian culture, and that Central European countries are standing up to this. God forbid they stand up for basic Christian heritage in their own countries and refuse to import millions of people who don't really stand for those values. He said, we want to live as free nations, not as provinces or subordinates to empire. He said, we are Central European Democrats, therefore we must defend the sovereignty of nation states. Because if we abandon it, it will mean the end of democracy. Of course, Orban's currently conducting an interesting program in Hungary, trying to rebuild their population by offering €30,600 to Hungarian citizens, married couples who have three or more children. The question is, would some people try to abuse that loan? Yes, they would, but not with the provisions included. Because when a married couple receives the €30,000 as a loan from the government, upon getting married, that's when they can apply for it. In fact, I spoke to a couple who did exactly that in Hungary, and they were big fans of this. You have to repay the loan until you have the three children, at which point the loan is completely forgiven. So that is the incentive for them to have the kids, and that prevents it from being abused. And since Orban really took power in Hungary, just look at the impact in terms of pro-family policies in that country. We've got the stats here in this article. Abortion in Hungary from 2010 to 2017 dropped from 40,000 abortions to 28,000 abortions. That's huge. Divorces fell from 23,000 to 18,000. And marriages increased by a whopping 42% across Hungary. So those pro-family policies are having a real bite, a real impact in that country. Unlike in Sweden, which has gone the opposite way, finally the media is now admitting that the wave of grenade attacks, explosions, knife crime, shootings, burglaries, robbings is through the roof basically and completely unprecedented. For the past 3 years they denied it was a problem. Well, now left-wing journalist on Sweden's migrant suburb says, quote, everyone knew it would end in disaster. But they all pushed it anyway because they were busy importing a whole new voting bloc. A left-wing journalist in Sweden, who vehemently supported mass immigration, has changed her tune. And by the way, remember we had the article where all the left-wing politicians and activists in Sweden who had pushed mass immigration weren't living in the areas of Sweden where mass immigration was taking place. They're complete hypocrites. They don't want to be anywhere near it. The consequences are borne by the local populations there. Well, now this left-wing Swedish journalist, Aftonbladet's Lena Mellin, acknowledges that Sweden's attempt to integrate huge numbers of migrants from Africa and the Middle East has failed. This is the same thing that Trump was attacked for back in 2017 with his famous Last Night in Sweden quote. She said, all parties, with the possible exception of the Left Party and the Sweden Democrats, who of course are the right-wing populist party, who hardly affected the reality on this point, should be ashamed. She says politicians have largely neglected the development in some of our suburbs despite the fact everyone knew it would end in disaster. And of course, she's now being attacked because she supported that very policy. Ted Ekeros tweeted, incredible, Lena Mellon, of all journalists, one of the foremost advocates for mass immigration and multiculturalism, one of the worst Sweden Democrat haters, claims that one has known for years that it would go to hell. And of course, the Sweden Democrats are now the most popular party in Sweden. We'd hope that they'd do well in the election. They got around, I think it was 17.5% of the vote. The recent polls show that they are in fact the most popular party. Unfortunately, that's happened right after the election. It may be too little too late for Sweden, given that the authorities in Swedish cities like Malmo are responding to this explosion of gang violence, which is mainly migrant on migrant gang violence, by in one case inviting local gang leaders for pizza just for a friendly chat. I mean, they didn't arrest any of them. They didn't prosecute any of them. They didn't try to get them to rat out any of their criminal enterprise. They just had a nice friendly chat over pizza. That's what they're funding in Sweden. They're also funding $175,000 to drag queen storytime events where men dressed as women read and perform to children. Now, the money from inheritance, which has got nobody to pass on to when Swedes die, they've got no family member to pass on their inheritance. The government took that money and is using it to fund drag queen storytime as part of their new progressive utopia. Meanwhile, ISIS leader accused of killing women and children arrived in Europe as a refugee. This guy was caught in Budapest, Hungary. An alleged ISIS leader who is accused of beheading an imam and killing women and children was given refugee status after he entered Europe, it has been revealed. We've had the articles before where literally the Paris massacre terrorists bragged about how they were able to infiltrate jihadists into Europe as part of this migrant wave. 20-year-old F. Hassan joined ISIS in 2014 after deserting the Syrian army. He then recruited other jihadists to go door-to-door and kill dozens of people near the city of Homs in Syria in 2015. Those victims included 6 women and a child who were all knifed or gunned down. They then rounded up the other residents in that area and forced them to gather at the town's main square where they witnessed Hassan and other militants carry out the brutal beheading of the local imam. And then afterwards, he was kindly invited to enter Europe as a asylum-seeking refugee before being caught in Hungary. Mr. Hassan had obtained refugee status in Greece before being apprehended in December at Budapest Ferenc Liszt International Airport, where he and a female companion were found to have forged personal IDs. Again, we had the article, which I'll link to in this article, from back in 2015, where ISIS, in their own manifesto, in their own propaganda, bragged about how they had exploited the refugee program to send jihadist sleeper cells to Europe since 2012. Of course, we had massive attacks in France in the years following that and in other countries, with the goal of creating Muslim no-go zones in Western cities, which again have caused huge problems in terms of rape, in terms of violent crime, and can be used as a base from which to launch further attacks. Now even left-wing Swedes are admitting that that's what happened. And this assertion was repeated a year later when an ISIS commander said, quote, we have sent many operatives to Europe with the refugees. Some of our brothers have fulfilled their mission, but others are still waiting to be activated. This has been going on since 2012, and we've seen the consequences. Hashtag refugees welcome. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Well, we've been talking about the demographic issue as it pertains to America, with the New York Times and other mainstream left-wing publications admitting that it is swinging entire elections now in America. They can say that, and it's a good thing. That's perfectly fine. If you say it might be a negative thing if you support conservative candidates, then you're a horrible racist white supremacist. Over in Europe, we have this story out of Breitbart. Phew, Europe hosting at least 3.9 million illegal immigrants. That seems like a very low number to me. According to Pew, somewhere between 3.9 and 4.8 million illegal immigrants are residing in Europe. I think we have 1 million alone in the UK, so that number seems very low. And then we have this situation. We've got a general election coming up in the UK next month. It's that of political eye. Holy vote, mosques urge voting as Muslims predicted to swing 31 seats across Britain. Generally speaking, They vote for left-wing parties, not that the Conservative Party is right-wing in any way anymore, but mosques across Britain are taking part in the UK's biggest ever National Muslim Voter Registration Day on Friday, 22nd of November, encouraging worshippers to get out and vote as it's revealed that Muslim voters could swing 31 seats in the general election. This is the Muslim Council of Britain, which represents British Muslims, claiming that votes by Muslims could affect 31 constituencies and swing the result. And this is not just in London from reading the list. Actually, it's in a lot of northern areas and other areas of the UK. So once again, proving mass immigration is about importing huge voting blocks of people who typically vote for left-wing parties, and that's why the left pushes it at every available opportunity. Meanwhile, in America, land of the free, home of the brave, New Hampshire town removes Christmas from its Christmas ceremony after two people complain about being offended. This is the cave culture in evidence once again, because we had Chick-fil-A basically cave yesterday. Now a town in New Hampshire, Durham, announced it was removing several Christmassy elements from its annual holiday celebration because two people complained about being offended. Yes, two people. So the town's Christmas ceremony was called the annual tree lighting ceremony. That was horrifically offensive. That had to go. So it will undergo changes in an effort to remove religious overtones. It wasn't even that religious to begin with. The event will be renamed Frostfest, while the formal tree lighting ceremony itself will be abolished. We can't have that because two people were offended. And Santa will not arrive in a town fire truck as he has in the past. God knows why that would offend anybody, but apparently it does offend two people. Christmas wreaths that were placed on lampposts on Main Street will also be absent. We can't have anyone being triggered by those hateful Christmas wreaths. According to Councillor Sally Tobias, the changes were made after one person said that he had always had a problem with the Christmas tree. Tobias said there were a couple of people that did express some concerns about how they felt being included. Again, two people were offended. So in other words, because two weak-minded idiots complained about being offended, the town voted to take Christmas out of its Christmas celebrations, undoubtedly angering the vast majority of residents who, of course, were not asked about any of this. The decision was just made because two people complained. Rabbi Barel Slavaki said, to stop cultures and faiths from practicing publicly would be very un-American. I think that's the beauty of our country. He was refused when he asked the town to display a menorah during the 8 days of Hanukkah last year. That's hateful. And it must be abolished. So because two people complained, now Durham, New Hampshire's Christmas celebration basically no longer includes Christmas. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, Polytechnic University protesters still inside as standoff continues. Up to 200 anti-government protesters remain barricaded inside a Hong Kong university, surrounded by police as the standoff continues for a third day. They're basically having to escape through sewers to try and get out. If they're adults, I think over the age of 18, they immediately get arrested, disappeared to God knows where. If they're minors, they get sent home. Police have revealed that on Monday alone at the campus, they used 1,458 tear gas canisters, 1,391 rubber bullets. This is in a university. 325 beanbag rounds, 265 sponge bullets. Again, these people are protesting not just for their political freedom, as Beijing increasingly imposes its authoritarian dictatorship on Hong Kong. They're protesting against the smart cities, against the social credit score. And what most people don't know is that they're protesting against mass migration. That's a narrative that you will not see in the mainstream media when it comes to Hong Kong. Because, of course, I went there a couple of months ago, talked to a lot of the protesters, and they said, we have major problems with our culture being subsumed by migrants from China, from the mainland, because they bring in their culture, they don't assimilate, they don't integrate, and they immediately get welfare, citizenship, and benefits. They don't even have to go through a process of living there for a certain amount of time. And they've got massive problems with Chinese people imposing their culture, which is quite different from the more westernized culture in Hong Kong. So now literally barricaded inside a university, we've heard rumors again of
Beijing sending in troops. We know they had a big rotation, which wasn't a rotation at all. It was actually to get more troops into the area of Hong Kong. And the crackdown, the rumor of a potential crackdown, continues to grow. I'm going to leave it there, though. We got a big ad for DNA Force now. Support InfoWars by getting the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. War Room is coming up, but here's a special message about DNA Force.
During the last segment, I was going to come in and do a plug, and I was going to cut an ad out of it to post on the website. And I didn't really direct the crew that I'd want a close shot when I did that, because we had a wide shot. We'll go to a wide shot right now, please. And so I thought, you know, I'll just apologize to Savannah Hernandez for being rude to her and doing that, because I didn't tell her I was going to do that that way, and it's my fault, so I shouldn't get grumpy. And this is footage of what just happened during the break. Here it is.
Look, I'm telling you, man, the stress is getting to Savannah. She's really worried about the president. She's worried about all things that are happening. We've got to be cool. She's producing all these shows, and I'm telling you, last time I got a little bit, you know.
I warned you not to talk back to her. She gets mad.
Well, anyways, I'm just going to apologize to her. There she is. Oh, no. Hi, Savannah.
I'm stopping mean to people.
Oh.
Now, I have literally been racking my brain thinking about how do we fund ourselves into the future and how do we ensure that we can expand, not just stay the same size in 2020, and really give the globalists a run for their money like we did last time. And it really hit me about 2 weeks ago. DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and CoQ10 and so many other things that are designed to clean out your cells like nothing else can do, and actually grow more mitochondria in the cells, the engines that drive them that make the telomeres last longer. So I said, I'm going to cut new ads about it. I haven't done that in years. And I went and re-researched PQQ, CoQ10, and the other ingredients, and I was like, my gosh, I'd forgotten how incredible. The type of CoQ10 we have in major studies has been known to regrow heart tissue that died normally in a heart attack, doesn't come back, doesn't operate. It's known to CoQ10 to, again, make the telomeres last longer. They don't make them grow, it makes them last longer, which is the same thing, just a different way. So if you get your CoQ10 and other high-quality products from InfoWarsStore.com, the CoQ10, the PQQ, with the astragalus root and the other ingredients that supercharge it, it'll fund our operation, and it's something you should all be taking. No matter how old you are, this is how you counteract the bad stuff of the environment. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. I want you to take the challenge for everybody watching to get it when you try it, when you love it. Get it again. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it's amazing what people experience.
Get your DNA Force today, or Savannah will slap the shit out of Alex Jones.
Stop being mean to people.
Pick up a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.